Chapter 18, Conclusion to the Mandates.
With this, he finished the 12 mandates. He then said to me,
"These are the mandates. Walk in them and exhort those who hear you that their repentance may be clean for the rest of their days. Fulfill the ministry I have given you with utmost care and work hard, for you will find favor with those who are going to repent, and they will obey your words. For I shall be on your side and will compel them to obey you."
I said to him, "Sir, these mandates are great, good, and glorious, and capable of gladdening the heart of the man who is able to observe them. But I do not know whether these mandates can be kept by men, because they are exceedingly hard." In answer, he said to me,
"If you persuade yourself that they can be observed, you will do so easily and they will not be hard. But if you come to imagine that they cannot be observed by a man, you will not observe them. For now I tell you, if you do not observe them but neglect them, neither you nor your children nor your household will have salvation, since you have passed judgment on yourself by the impossibility for a man to observe these mandates."
He said this with such excessive anger that I was confounded and very much afraid of him, for his appearance had so changed that no man could stand up against his anger. On seeing my utter distress and confusion, he began to address me more gently and cheerfully in these words,
"Foolish man, without understanding and of a double-minded heart, you do not realize how great, strong, and marvelous is the glory of God. It was for man that he created the world, and it is to man that he has subjected all his creation, giving him the mastery over everything that is under the heavens."
He said,
"Now, if man is the master of all the creatures of God and rules over all, certainly he can acquire mastery of these mandates. For the man who has the Lord in his heart can master all things and all these mandates."
He said,
"But those who have the Lord on their lips, while their heart is hardened, who are in fact far from the Lord, for them these mandates are difficult and cumbersome. Therefore, all of you who are empty and fickle in the faith, put the Lord in your hearts, and then you will know that nothing is easier, sweeter, or more gentle than these mandates. Be converted, you who walk in the commandments of the devil, commandments that are hard, bitter, cruel, and foul. And do not fear the devil either, because he has no power against you. I, the angel of repentance, who have overcome the devil, am on your side. The devil only causes fear, but his fear is of no consequence. Therefore, do not fear him, and he will flee from you."
I said to him, "Sir, let me say a few words."
"Say what you please,"
he answered. I said, "Sir, a man is eager to keep God's commandments, and there is not one who does not entreat the Lord to be strengthened in his commandments and to submit to them. But the devil is harsh and lords it over them."
"The devil cannot lord it over the servants of God who hope in him with their whole heart. The devil can wrestle with, but not overcome them. Therefore, if you resist him, he will flee from you in defeat and disgrace."
He said,
"But empty men fear him as if he had power. When a man fills an ample number of jars with good wine, and among these jars there are a few half empty, he does not pay attention to the full ones when he comes to his wine jugs, because he knows that they are full. But he is concerned lest the empty ones have turned sour, because empty jars quickly turn sour and the wine's good taste is lost. In the same way, the devil comes and tempts all the servants of God. Those who are strong in the faith resist him, and he goes away from them, because he cannot find entrance. Therefore, He then goes to the empty and, finding room to enter, accomplishes in them whatever he pleases and makes them his slaves. I, the angel of repentance, am telling all of you, do not fear the devil.
He said,
for I have been sent to be on the side of you who repent with your whole heart and to steady you in the faith. Put your faith in God. You who despair of your life because of your sins, you who add to your sins and make your life burdensome, trust that if you turn to the Lord with your whole heart and do righteousness for the rest of your life, serving Him uprightly in accordance with His will, He will provide a remedy for your previous failings and you will be empowered to master the devil's snares. Do not be in the least afraid of the devil's threats, for they are as powerless as a dead man's sinews. Listen to me. Fear the one who has power to save and to destroy. Keep all the mandates, and you will live to God.
I said to him, Sir, I have now gained strength in all the justifications of the Lord, because you are on my side. I know that you will break down all the devil's power, and we shall have the mastery over him and overcome all his snares. Sir, I now hope, with the Lord's help, to be able to keep these mandates you have given. He said,
you will keep them if your heart is made pure to the Lord. Also, all those who cleanse their hearts of the vain desires of this world will keep them and will live to God.